Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. So I have a treasured possession. And I've had many treasured possessions, but one that I treasure greatly is my little dog named Abby. She is a precious little thing, and she brings joy into my life, and she just loves people, and she's just an awesome dog. There's one problem with Abby. We've trained her, and she doesn't understand the word come. I say come, and she looks at me, and she says, yeah, make me. Well, let me tell you what happened to my treasured possession one day. Abby was here at church, as she sometimes comes, and there was a great accident that happened, and she zoomed out the front door. And I start chasing her, thinking, you know, I'm going to catch her. And she's thinking, oh, Daddy's playing, Daddy's playing. So she starts running faster and faster, zooms across the street, Sycamore School Road. No car hit her. I zoom across the street after I make sure there's nothing coming, and I'm running down the road. Now, let me tell you this scene. A fat white pastor, I bet nobody ever seen one run so fast because I was running. And I'm running yelling, Abby, 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 come, stop. And so she goes over to that field and she stops like this and she looks at me and just as I go to get her, she takes off running again. We're playing, Daddy. Then she started heading towards Hewlin, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this dog's going to die in front of me, this treasured possession. But she sees a man filling his car with gas, and she loves people so much, she goes to him and runs to him, and the man catches her, and I have my treasured possession back. Now, as I was running down the road, looking like an idiot, going, Abby, 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 my stomach bouncing, barely being able to breathe anymore. I didn't know I could move so fast. I was mad. Boy, was I mad. And I was going to teach her a lesson when I caught her. But the first thing I did was to pick her up and to hold her and tell her I love her. And I'm glad she's safe. She's my treasured possession. So I have a question for you. If you want to talk to your spouse or your friend around you or a couple of people around you, my first question for you this morning is, what kind of things do you have in your life that are treasured possessions? So talk amongst yourself real quick and see what you can come up with. You have the permission to do that. All right, let's come back real quick. What are some things that you thought of that are treasured possessions in your life? What are they? My wife. No, you make me look very bad. After saying my dog is my treasured possession, and you have to say your wife, thanks. No, but truly, but you don't have a dog. Your wife is a treasured possession, right? What else? What are other treasured possessions you have in your life? Children and grandchildren, what else? Your friends, what else?
My pastor.
Your pastor, all brownie points for you. You get out of purgatory sooner for that one.
Don't have to fight.
No indulgence, you're okay. Yeah, yes, what's treasured? What's your treasured possession? God? Good answer. Thanks for doing that. Now my sermon's done. Yeah, somebody had to say it. But anyways, so we have treasured possessions in our life, right? So let me ask you this. How do you treat your treasured possessions? Loving and caring? You mean to tell me you never argue with your wife or your husband? Okay, yeah. Do you ever get upset with your friends? Sure, yes. Oh my gosh, do I even dare ask the question, do you ever get angry at your children? Right. How do you treat your treasured possessions? We want to say we treat them perfectly, right? But the reality is, sometimes treating treasured possessions perfectly is not always easy. It's true, right? It's true. But God says to us in the message today, you are my treasured possessions. You, me. And I want to look at him and say, boy, have I fooled you. Am I a treasured possession? How? I'm a sinner. I've fallen apart in my life. I have done things in my life that if I told you, you would be shocked and you would say, and you are a pastor? How is that possible? And my guess is every one of us sitting here today has done that. We are broken. We are cracked. We have scars. We have wounds. And yet Almighty God says to you in the midst of your brokenness, in the midst of your chaos, you are my treasured possessions. Now think about that. What does that say about God? What does it say about a God who loves us so much that he is willing to look beyond our brokenness, beyond our cracks and crevices, beyond our sins, beyond our faithlessness? What does it say about a God who still looks beyond those things and he says to you, you are my treasured possessions? Sure, just like when I was chasing Abby across the road, God gets upset with us. He gets upset when we choose a direction that isn't his. He gets upset when we fall into sin, and we fall into sin every moment of every day by virtue of the fact that we are by nature sinful. We can't help it. We even have sins we don't even know we do. That's how good we are at being broken and sinful. And yet God does what happened to me. When he catches us, when we stop, when we return, when we repent. Remember what repentance is, turning back to God. What does he do? He wraps his loving arms around us and he forgives us. You see, being treasured possessions of God means that he himself gave up everything so that we might be his own possessions forever. Now think about that for a second. He broke his son to pieces. Do you understand what I'm saying? He shattered his son's life because he wanted us to be with him forever. He wanted us to be his treasured possessions. Brothers and sisters, you see this in the order of creation. One of the things that I cringe about when someone dies is, how many times have you heard, oh, God needed another angel? Anybody heard that before? Let me tell you something. We are so treasured that we are above angels. Angels were created to serve us because we are God's treasured possessions. It would be a demotion to become an angel. Because we are God's treasured possessions. Scripture teaches us we're the crown of God's creation. We are sit at the top of the beautiful creation of God, and that's how special you are and I am to God. And despite our sinfulness and our brokenness and our hurts and our past and our present and our future, we sit as the crown of all of God's creation. That is powerful because he loves us so much. We mean so much to God that he forgave those who killed him. It's easy to sit back and say, yeah, they did it, right? But brothers and sisters, we're the ones who killed Jesus. It was our sins. Every blow of the hammer was from you and from me because we were the ones who killed Jesus. It was our sins that placed Jesus on the cross. All because we are treasured possessions, and he wants us. He wants us badly. He loves us. He loves us intensely. He welcomed into heaven the thief that was with them on the cross. Did you see that today? Did you see how treasured that thief was? That thief had never been a believer. Never in his life was he a believer. But at the very last minute, he musters up a prayer. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And what does Jesus say? What are the words that Jesus says to him? Do you remember? Today, you will be with me in paradise. That's what he says to you and to me every day. Today, you will be with me in paradise. When we fall, when we sin, when we walk the opposite direction, when we're turning away from the cross instead of looking at it, God still says, today, my beloved possession, my most treasured possession in all my kingdom, today, you will be with me in paradise. That gives us comfort. That gives us comfort in knowing that if we drive out of this church parking lot today and get in a terrible car accident and die, guess what? Today you will be with Jesus in paradise because you are his treasured possession. Are you getting that? Are you getting the power of that? What does it mean to be God's treasured possession? He gave up his heart for us. He went to the ends of the earth to us, and not only did he go to the ends of the earth to get you and me, he went to hell. He went to hell to proclaim victory to Satan, to say, you can no longer touch my people. They are my treasured possessions. He even went to hell to declare it for us. He rescues us from sin, death, and the devil constantly, every day. You know, a lot of people look at the cross and said, oh yeah, when Jesus died, that's when he rescued us from sin, death, and the devil. My brothers and sisters, this cross is alive and active every day in our lives, and we have to cling to it. We have to run to it, because every day of our lives, Jesus is rescuing us from sin, death, and the devil. It's ongoing until that day we go to heaven. He continues to protect us and keep us close to him. This is experienced in life here and in life to come. I've seen it happen so many times. Just recently, even with one of our members who was in the hospital. He should have died. It was dangerous. But what did God do? As his treasured possession, God says, it's not time for you to die yet, because I have plans for you. And he helped him. You see, this is what happens in our lives when we sin. Because when we sin, we deserve death. We deserve eternal death, not eternal life. But God protects us here in this world and in the next. Now here's the reality. The reason I'm preaching this sermon to you today is because you need to understand how important you are to Jesus. Because Satan is alive and well in this world. Has anybody ever noticed that before? He's alive and well. He's alive and well when he took our son and our daughter away from us. He's alive and well as he attacks marriages. He's alive and well as he works in our heart to cause us to gossip. Whoever gossips, raise your hand. I love gossip because I love to hear juiciness. But the reality is, that's Satan working, isn't it? Because the eighth commandment says what? Don't gossip. Don't gossip. Talk well of your brother and sister. Satan is alive and well. So this is why I'm preaching this message to you today. Malachi says your treasured possessions. Jesus shows it beautifully on the cross that we are treasured possessions. He shows it when he rises from the dead for you and for me. So why am I preaching this message for you today? Because Satan will attack you. He will attack you again and again and again. And knowing that we are his treasured possessions gives us victory. One of the best ways to do that is right back there as we see the baptismal font. Because the day that you were baptized, the day that the sign of the cross was marked upon your forehead and upon your heart, that day you became the most treasured possession in all the world. Don't let Satan take that from you. Because no matter what happens to us in this life, losing our spouse, losing our children, whatever it may be, we are treasured possessions with the assurance that we will go to heaven. With the assurance that we will go to heaven. As you leave today, take that with you. Mull over it. Pray about it. Think about it. Celebrate it. Because when the hard times come, one of the best ways we can kick Satan's butt, yeah, I said butt, in a message, is to remember that we are treasured possessions and to tell him so. Brothers and sisters, you are beautiful. Jesus loves you. He has died for you. He has risen for you. He has made you the most precious thing in the world. In his name, amen.